Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Islanders win the draw. Paggio, a point-a-game player in the playoffs, moves it back for Dobson. His shot patted down by Rask. They score! Travis Ajak on the rebound! And the Islanders are off and running.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat on the BetQL Audio Network.
One more team to go. Get game number six tonight between Vegas and Colorado. Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvat, live on the Bet 1430 in Denver on 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago. Chicago's new home for wagertainment, 93.1 FM HD3 in Los Angeles. Odyssey app, Odyssey Sports YouTube page. Welcome on to the show, Michael Leboff, huge Islanders fan, NHL betting analyst for the Action Network. He's on Twitter at the Big Lee Bowski. Michael was on the show a couple weeks ago after the Islanders took out the Pens. He said, bet on the Islanders as a heavy dog against the Bruins. Bet on them. And he's right. You didn't even have to sweat it. They take care of Boston in six games. Michael, you can take a bow, my friend.
I was at game six. My
voice Michael, hold it down, brother. I'm like, did you watch WWF as a kid?
My bow is, my voice is so fucking shot. I'm sorry. Shot from going to the game last night and screaming at Bruce Cassidy all night. So that was me taking a bow, I guess.
Oh, man. I know you went to the clincher last time, last round, but for this round, how'd you get tickets?
I have a guy.
You got a guy.
Okay. I used to be able to sneak into the Coliseum, not that long ago. Basically, before they moved to Barclays, I would always be able to sneak into games. I had a forged press pass, and I would just wear a suit, and then I would get changed. And that doesn't work anymore, but I've made some friends in that endeavor, and they always are able to help me out get tickets.
As far as last night goes, I mean, you're heavily invested. I know from a betting perspective, but it's your heart and soul too, man. It's your entire life as an Islanders fan. When were you able to relax and you're saying, okay, we got this. We're moving on. We're going to be part of the Final Four. Were you able to, or I think it was a 3-goal lead going into the third period. Were you still a little concerned then?
Yeah, I was definitely still concerned, especially because game five, they had a 3-goal lead and they were just barely able to get out of that one alive. And I'd say I was able to relax. The Islanders had a dominant shift with about 3-4 minutes left. The Bruins were trying to get their goalie off to get an extra skater down two, and the Islanders forechecked for about a minute and a half. And you just saw the life just get sucked out of the Boston Bruins. And at that point, the party started, and it was something else, man.
Mike, I got a question. So watching your favorite team advance is a beautiful thing, but is there anything better than beating Boston? And then my betting question would be, can the Islanders actually do this? Because I've been on them this entire run. They look really good right now. I know Vegas, I know Colorado are a good man, but can you see the Islanders? Like, do you see them as legit Stanley Cup champions?
Hell yeah, of course. Like, they they play a style of hockey that basically just turns games into coin flips, right? That they're very hard to get by. They make you earn every inch of your ice. So you're going to work just as hard as they do to get your scoring chances. And it basically comes down to who has the better goaltender that night. And I know Tampa, obviously Andre Vasilevsky is probably the best goalie in the world right now. But you know, if he has an off night or the Islanders goaltenders can play up to snuff, like, they'll be fine. And you got to remember, Tampa played in a division with teams that there was basically no team like the Islanders. The Islanders played in a division with a lot of teams like them. Boston was similar. Even Washington this year was pretty similar. Very good defensive structured teams. The Hurricanes, the Panthers, those teams are much more on the front foot. The Islanders are not. So this is going to be a little bit of it could be a rude awakening for Tampa. And Tampa is a team that thrives on the power play. The Islanders were one of the least penalized teams in the regular season. And, you know, that's why the whole New York Saints thing with Bruce Cassidy after game five was hilarious, because he was wondering why the Islanders were getting called for penalties. And Barry Trotz was like, well, we don't really take them. So that kind of nullifies that advantage a little bit. I think the line was set at like -215, +180-ish or so, which is kind of right where it was for Boston. And I think 160 is a pretty good number on the Islanders. If you can, I bet it all the way down to there. Just because, look, we just don't know how these teams are going to react to playing one another after not seeing each other all year. So there's some like an element of surprise, I guess is a way to put it, involved. And like I said, the Islanders can level the playing field against basically anyone. They took Tampa to six games last year, and if Brock Nelson scores on a breakaway goal in overtime, that series goes seven. So I don't see them getting the doors blown off, and I think that's all you're basically asking for an underdog at that price.
So we got game six tonight, Colorado and Vegas. Looking forward to this one. Last night I almost played Vegas at -110. Now it's -135. So the Knights getting some love right now. Total at 5.5. What do you like tonight with Vegas and Colorado?
I think just from a numbers value, Colorado is probably the right play, right? Like, this number has flown since game one, two, and three, right? Like, I've been so impressed with the Knights. Like, what a good team. They might still be underrated. As just a group, I think people almost still view them as a novelty. I know people always regard them as one of the best teams in the league, but they are maybe better than we thought. So kudos to them. I think that if you want to bet them and maybe take a ride with the Knights for like the rest of the tournament, maybe finding a Conn Smythe play on someone like, I know Fleury has been really good, but and he's the most likely winner. But you know, maybe like Mark Stone or Max Pacioretty or something like that. Just if you want to take a shot and find a better number rather than laying whatever they're at right now.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If I'm looking for a decent price here in this Colorado-Vegas series, would you go with the Avs to win the series at plus 245 or Vegas in seven at plus 350?
Huh. I mean, I think both of those are actually interesting, right? Like, I think maybe what you do is if you want to have some real fun, you bet the Avs, you bet both Avs game six plus Vegas and to win in seven, you can kind of walk out with a fun price there. But I honestly think that the Knights have figured it out. So I'm not opposed to betting them. If look, like, the number's probably not great, but I'll never judge anyone for just, you know, sitting back and wanting to watch a hockey game, having some skin in the game. And if you want to lay one, it's 140. This is a team that's proven to, like, already in this small sample size that they're up to speed with the Avalanche. But I mean, I think both of those are probably playable, the ones that you mentioned. And I think basically any way you want to bet this game tonight, I can be convinced. Like, I want to call you, I wouldn't be snarky about any one of your bets, whether you wanted to take the buy low chance on Colorado, whether you wanted to buy high on the Knights. Like, this has been a fun series, and it's just one that I think more people should bet. Like, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight.
Oh, no doubt. With Michael Leboff, a couple more minutes, NHL betting analyst for the Action Network. Want to go back to your Islanders for a minute. You made the case to bet the Isles in their series against Tampa Bay all the way down to plus 160. The market has them at plus 180 for the series right now. If we're looking at exact outcomes, how many games do you think it's going to take for the Islanders? If you take them in six or seven, you're somewhere around plus 700. If you take them into five, it's plus 1,100. The sweep is 20 to 1.
It's really hard to imagine either team sweeping the other. But as I said to you guys before the slow series started, I think there's always a little value backing short series prices, just because the market, especially when you get this far in the playoffs, they always just assume, everyone just assumes, oh, these two teams are probably pretty even, this thing's going to go long. So there's usually more value on backing them to backing like the four or five games or the under 5.5 or whatever than there is on the longer odds, on the longer series prices. That being said, if you're playing the Islanders, I would just play them on the money line, because it's already good enough price that, you know, if they do pull off a stunner and beat the Lightning in four, and you have six or seven, you already did the hard work by getting the underdog, right? So I would just say, take the plus 185 and enjoy the ride.
Very good. Okay, as we bounce back and forth, got one more on tonight's game. And you mentioned, like, just bet it, and you're going to enjoy what you watch on the ice between Colorado and Vegas. I don't know if you jump in on player props at all, but anyone that you take a look at to score a goal or points, over, under, shots on goal, anything there?
Yep, I'm glad you asked. One of my favorite bets in the entire world, and it's And it's one that is really hard to win. It's so random. It's his first goal scorers.
Yeah.
And that's not just in hockey. I love it in soccer. Like, I'm going to be betting it the whole Euros. By the way, for the Euros, I love Turkey at 51 or better. and I always, you know, you want to stick to a strategy in that way, in those kind of props. That way, at least if it comes through, you're consistent. It'll, you know, hit once in a while. And my strategy is I like to back defensemen who play on the power play, because defensemen are usually have bigger numbers next to them. And I like to bet big bodied forwards, like power forwards who spend a lot of time in front of the net. And I like betting like the third wheel on a team's best line. And for me, that third wheel that I like is Chandler Stephenson on the Knights. He's usually hanging around like 19, 22 to one, depending on where you do your shopping. So I like him as a first goal scorer for the Knights. Basically every game he steps on the ice, because he plays with Mark Stone and Bacsetchi already, so he'll have looks. And if he can convert one early, you know, it's a great hit to start a game.
I love it. Michael Leboff, NHL betting analyst, the Action Network, on Twitter at the Big Lebowski. Michael, I know you're hurting a little bit with your voice, but you don't feel any pain. We appreciate you making time for us today.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Hopefully I get to talk to you before the Cup Finals, then the Islanders are in it.
100%. I'm sure we'll be checking in next week. That's Michael Leboff. I'm glad he brought up the Euro Cup. Turkey, 50-1. Did you hear that one? Nick Kostos is going to drop by. He's going to educate all of us on how we can bet it. Many, many different markets, Ryan Horvat. And this thing gets rolling tomorrow, so it's going to be fun. Stick around for Nick next on the BetQL Audio Network.